Welcome into the Grace Point Daily Podcast and the 1 Year Bible Journey. My name is Pastor Jeremiah, and I am with you on this epic journey of going through the entire Bible in 2022. And we should pause and celebrate the small moments, the small victories, if you will. We have made it 1 week. This is day 7. So you've made it 1 week. You can do it. Keep doing it. We're together. We're on the same team. So I'm going to start doing this. I haven't done this the last 6 days, but today, if you're in the 1 Year Bible Journey, or at least I'll give you what I've been reading, is Genesis chapter 16, Genesis chapter 17, Genesis 18, 1 through 15, Matthew 6, 1 to 24, Psalm 7, 1 through 17, and Proverbs 2, 1 through 5. You can see that on the screen. I'll pop that up for you. So anyway, here's the good news and the bad news I have for you on this day 7 of the 1 Year Bible Journey. And this bad news is for you and for me both collectively. So, is that we're just going to have to let God do it His way. And so, when I was reading in Genesis 16, it's the birth of Ishmael. So, Abraham was given a tremendous promise that he was going to be the father of many nations, but he was old, his wife was old, and it just seemed like this promise was not going to have, going to happen. And so, a lot of times what happens when we have God speak to us or speak personal promises, because there's the promises of God's word, but then there's also personal promises God gives to us, promises about our calling and things we really believe that God wants to do in us and the plan that He has for us. And I believe God wants to speak that directly to you. And so anyway, what happens is that is always a process. And it never just happens overnight. Like if God, you know, for me, I'm a pastor, okay? Well, God called me into ministry, but it was a process. It was a 5-year process. I got saved, and then I started going to church, getting discipled. You know, then I went to Bible college for 4 years, and then I did a kind of internship thing for a year and a half before I got really, really into it. So a lot of times it is a process. And the danger is what happens when God gives us promises is we want to take control, and we want them to happen in our time, in our way. But we're going to have to let God do it His way, not our way. And so anyway, what happened in this particular story is that Sarah, let me read. It says, now Sarah, Abraham's wife, had not been able to bear children for him, but she had an Egyptian servant named Hagar. So Sarah said to Abraham, the Lord has prevented me from having children. Go and sleep with my servant. Perhaps I can have children through her. And Abraham agreed with Sarah's proposal. And so see what happens here is Sarah's like, well, it looks like it's not going to happen. It looks like what God spoke to me and the promise He gave me isn't going to happen. So I'm just going to have to figure out another way to do it. I'm going to do it my way instead of God's way. And this is something that we will probably all do. So we can't look at this story and be like, she is so horrible, because we all have that tendency is we want to just take over. And I'm an impatient person. Usually when I want to do something, I want to do it now, right? So that's what she must have that personality type where she's like, okay, I'm going to do it my way because I want it now. So anyway, Hagar, he does sleep with Hagar and she bears a child, but it's not the promised child that God is wanting to have. And so the encouragement I have for you today is in 2022, in all that we're going to walk through and journey through, is we're going to have to learn. This is a learning process. We're going to have to learn to let God do it His way. And I want to encourage you with a verse from Isaiah 55, 8 and 9. It says, my thoughts are nothing like your thoughts, says the Lord. That's praise God for that. And my ways are far beyond anything you could imagine. For just as the heavens are higher than the earth, so my ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. And maybe, yes, you know this, and you've got this all figured out. But you know what? God's ways are better. His thoughts are higher. So we're going to have to journey through 2022, and we're going to hit some moments where it's like, when is this going to happen? How is God going to do this? And we're just going to have to be resolved to the reality that we're going to have to let God do it His way, because His ways are better than our ways. So God bless you on day 7 of the 1 Year Bible Journey. Thank you for your support of our church and ministry. Go to gracepointag.org. But I'll see you tomorrow.